that particular back deck is it doesn't extend beyond the house. If you'll notice, it's actually incest a little bit from the actual size of the house. And then there's about a 20 to 30 foot drop between this house and the next house. And honest to goodness, if the neighbor were to ever text and say, hey, here's what's going on, there's being loud, we would absolutely immediately reach out to the guests and have them come inside because they're not abiding by our quiet hours, which indicates they need to bring all activity inside. Right. Because and we really emphasize this is a, knowing the temperature of the neighborhood, right, we really emphasize you have to park in the driveway. Absolutely no towels. Please make sure you abide by the quiet hours.
And just for point of clarification to your question, so technically, I get like we don't have back neighbors, right? Because down the hill from us is a street, right? And then it goes into like the villa duplex area. So we have two side neighbors. And the gentleman, I think, I'm not exactly sure where he lives, but my guess is it's this house right here,
right,
which is kind of one of the newer ones, I think, in the area, right? So they, you know, side neighbor here, and this is the other nightly rental, and so this house just got complete, I think, in the past couple of years. I think that's right. So,
well, the scenario that I'm thinking, playing through my mind, that conversation would go to three or four houses. I mean, I don't think in the proximity of those properties, the way they've built them in such close proximity, unless you've got a buffering system, some specific type of buffering that you can try to mitigate that a little bit.
Those pictures I showed a while ago, and I'm not sure it's the same one, but we had one over there, and they were supposed to plant a row of trees across there. We even discussed what kind of trees they'd have to be, so they'd go plumb to the ground.
Hey, we used to have that conversation, it seemed like.
So it's my understanding, again, this is kind of one of those weird situations, right, with the CC&Rs. Like CC&Rs were kind of ignored during a time frame because of what we talked about earlier. But now the upholding of the CC&Rs, I don't think I can plant those without special allowance by the governing body. And my understanding is they will not allow any type of above buffering plant vegetation because that doesn't go with the overall theme and rest of the...
There's a pretty significant elevation drop, too, from the back of that house.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't see that here.
You want to go to pictometry?
I know they're there. I just can't see it here.
Yeah, so yeah, I would actually say standing in our backyard...
Here, you can't plant trees that's going to help buffer this thing.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're getting... And we're sitting here till 10 o'clock at night discussing whether the trash is out. I don't know. I think we're getting off the theme of the whole thing.
Sure. But, I mean, as you can see, that house was under construction with an existing nightly rental.
Here's the back.
And to your question from the elevation, standing in the backyard, I look over the top of the roof of the house below me, on this directly behind us.
So
there is down that hill across the street. You look over the top of it. It's pretty significant.
It looks flatter there than it does.
It's pretty.
It's great. It's got a great.
Always was when you get folks too close together, they don't get along.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact of life.
Yep.
That's why I live out of
Me too.
Yeah, I don't bother you, do I?
You don't, because I got acres, and I'm sure you do too. So,
but in the same breath, our goal is
sure
to be a great neighbor. It really is, knowing full well of the temperature of the neighborhood and what's going on around us.
Yeah.
I guess I'm on the fence with it. We've kind of done a course correction with the new zoning maps, and this is zoned R1. And so it's an opportunity to correct the course that we took in the past, although I think I most recently was against the nightly rentals in that area. So that's kind of where I'm at this point. it's, like I say, it's an opportunity to correct what we've done in the past. Right or wrong, that's each individual opinion.
Any other comments? Feedback? Last one.
We would love to continue to be a great neighbor.
On the other side of the coin, we have made allowance for the conditional use permit. Now we have the special permit. Now we have conditional. And the criteria, the zoning shows R1. It's one residence. I can't think of it. I want to go on record. I don't like nightly rentals in R1s. I don't like them at all. I think people would, that they should have the opportunity to live where they want to live. If they don't have nightly rentals, that's good. That's not the way our code's written. An opportunity for conditional use permits. This thing meets the same criteria it did last time. And I, much as I would like to, I cannot think of a good reason within myself to deny it. It's just that's where I'm at. Yeah, we can agree to disagree. Don't
make me come over there. No, I can't think of a good reason to deny it. If you guys can, that's good. This is democracy. In other words, if we denied it, we'd say, well, we were wrong last time.
Well, we have a different code, though.
We are in a different setting.
Yeah.
There has things changed. I've been here a long time, probably too long.
But there wasn't any buffer last time.
Well, we've got the 8 guidelines to look at, and you know, 4 against.
Well, they also have a new set of regular covenants. So the new covenants.
Well, I don't know of any new covenants. They've just been directed to enforce the covenants. I haven't seen any new covenants.
Well,
there's 400 pages of covenants.
They can't turn this into a nightly rental if they're going to enforce the covenants. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. That's up to them. We can't enforce the covenants.
No, that's right.
But they can.
We can look at the covenants. We know what the covenants are.
Well, you're going a dangerous slope because you've already approved this one with the same covenant. So
they've just been directed
to enforce the current covenants by the new owner developer.
But the new zoning gives us the ability to look at it, not to make a decision on it, but prior
correct.
We were getting
directed.
Correct.
It can be one item. If there's other items with this application,
that's really the big difference.
Plus the fact of the covenants. Correct. But that would not be the single reason.
Yeah.
May I ask a clarifying question for the county? So if that is the case, like, am I in jeopardy of my permit being revoked?
No, we can't enforce the covenants.
Okay.
The owners of those lots have to go to circuit court.
It would remain a nightly rental.
It would remain a nightly rental. If it's denied, it's a nightly rental. If it's approved, it's a nightly rental under new ownership. That's what you're looking at. So,
under the same.
It's basically when we are making a decision now under the new zoning, we're allowed to look at what the covenants.
There's a statement in there
to help guide us in the decision.
Sure, I got you. Okay.
To where previous that wasn't there. That's really one of the bigger items with the new zoning regulations.
And that was put in there because the intent feeling was covenants will be changed or new subdivisions will put in there. No nightly rentals allowed.
Sure.
Or nightly rentals are allowed.
Right.
We just haven't seen any new subdivisions coming
through. There have been several of those that are 100% nightly rental.
We've had several meetings to work on regulations when we changed to the new type of zoning and everything, and to really understand what is going on and everything.
Right.
And it's a hard bone.
Yes, sir. And one last point of clarification: does it matter that from the fire code or that we're a commercial property? Because we had to put in fire suppression and all that when the county made those changes. So even though we sit in the newly formed R1 residential, that my house and the other nightly rentals there are viewed as commercial properties by the fire district.
That's a fire district regulation.
Okay. It doesn't have to do with the county.
Okay. No, that's not the county.
Okay.
We just need fire.
You just need their approval to
correct,
move forward.
Whichever
with,
district, whether it's central or western.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because they have a permit system for this type of use.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So they've given a, you know, a good presentation, a lot of questions, information. We have our new zoning regulations. We deal with this monthly. So anyone want to step forward to try to help move this forward? What if no motion's made, yeah. Scott? What happens?
Do I have to come back?
Yeah, I thought that far.
I do.
You got to come back next month.
Yep. Come back next month.
Put them last on the agenda again.
Yeah.
Good thing I live here.
And you're going to be last again.
I was last time, last October. I was last.
Well, I sat in the meeting in the past when a man made a motion to deny or approve one or the other. And then when it came down to a vote, he voted the other way. I've never seen that before. It is perfectly legal.
Motion to deny if you don't have a second.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm just trying to make it till 10 o'clock and get on overtime.
Yeah, we're 3 minutes out, so we've got to have enough before us to go. You know, if we deny, they can go to appeal it, or we approve it, they move on.
I don't see that the criteria has changed for what is for a conditional use permit. There's different zones, we've got different things we can look at, but I'll make it easy. I'll make a motion to approve the request.
Okay. Do we have a second for that? Anyone? If we don't get a second, the motion dies, and we have to get another one, or does another motion?
I'm just trying to move things.
Yep. No, I get it. Get it?
But move things along, like I say, our decision is not final. It can go through the county commission.
No, this is a conditional use, and it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. If it's
I'll
a.
Second.
Doug seconded?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the application as presented. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye. Opposed?
6-2 or 2-6?
2-6.
Okay, now.
Now what do you do?
Well, I almost said something before, but what with this application is different with the current one? What access is different? What compatibility? So we need that for their appeal. I mean, you guys need to come up with how the new nightly rental is different than the current nightly rental that's going to continue. Is there new noise generation or odors or other external impacts? Or is there different public safety? I mean, the nightly rental is going to continue. So, but they need a reason that you denied it. So if they wanted to appeal.
Well, the reason I denied it is because it's not transferable necessarily. So that's what we're voting on.
Yeah, but
is whether
it's contingent.
Transfer it.
It's contingent.
They're here on behalf of the new owner.
New buyer. It's not sold.
Yeah, right. And so that's my point. Mm-hmm. So what we just declined was the transfer of that nightly rental. It doesn't change what they can do.
Which is nightly rental.
Right.
So we're the new nightly rental,
we're just saying we're not approving the nightly rental for the new owner.
And that's why I need to know why.
My concern
is before we,
my concern,
you're given blind approval if you don't know the new owner.
Well, my concern is what I said. The proximity in that neighborhood is I have nightly rentals. I have a nightly rental. My closest neighbor is a quarter of a mile away.